when I get out of here, I'm getting off the stage. I believe there ought to be, you know, one person in the Klieg lights at a time. And I've had my time in the Klieg lights.
It was an astonishing performance. He spoke for almost 50 minutes. And he was incredibly revealing about his personal life. Normally, you only get maybe a snatch of the sort of insights into what he's thinking. But he devoted almost the entire press conference to his time at the White House. There was a sadness about him. He was sort of melancholy. There's elements of self-doubt about it. And other times, he was defiant, you know, defending his record.
In terms of the decisions that I had made to protect the homeland, I wouldn't worry about popularity. What I would worry about is the Constitution of the United States and putting plans in place that makes it easier to find out what the enemy is thinking.
He acknowledged there'd been disappointments. He didn't call them mistakes, he called them disappointments. There was the famous mission accomplished, the banner that was above his head on the aircraft carrier a month after the Iraq war, and that Abu Ghraib had been a mistake. But the big issues, you know, like the Iraq war itself, the response to Hurricane Katrina, Guantanamo, he was unapologetic about those things.
There have been disappointments. Abu Ghraib obviously was a huge disappointment during the presidency. Not having weapons of mass destruction was a significant disappointment. I don't know if you want to call those mistakes or not, but things didn't go according to plan, let's put it that way.
You could see he was upset at the prospect of the history's going to view him as possibly the worst president in recent history. He was visibly hurt by the criticism that's come from the what he described as the Washington elite and the elites in Europe.
There is no such thing as short-term history. I don't think you can possibly get the full breadth of an administration until time has passed. You know, where does a president's... did a president's decisions have the impact that he thought they would, or he thought they would over time? Or how did this president compare to future presidents, given a set of circumstances that may be similar or not similar? I mean, it's just impossible to do, and I'm comfortable with that. Yeah, Mike.
There's a weariness about him. He was sort of, you got the sense this was a guy that had been beaten down by 8 years in office. He was weary. It was time to go. He was looking forward to going. But at the same time, he joked about retirement, saying that he wasn't ready for it. Yes, he would make a cup of coffee for Laura first thing on next Wednesday morning. But the life of sitting in a straw hat and a Hawaiian T-shirt, watching life go by, wasn't for him. He wasn't that kind of guy.
And so I wake up in Crawford Wednesday morning, and I suspect I'll make Laura coffee and, you know, go get it for her. And it's going to be a different feeling. And I'll report back after I feel it.
He talked about Obama on sort of several occasions and said that he was pleased to be handing over to him. And he said that he genuinely hoped that Obama would do well.
I wish him all the best. And people say, that's just a throwaway line. No, it's not a throwaway line. The stakes are high. There is an enemy that still is out there.
Today, the sense was, this guy is going. It's his final appearance. We won't be particularly nasty to him on this occasion. He was lobbed basically soft questions. And surprising, when he left, there was even sort of light applause. It wasn't unanimous, but a few journalists gave him a round of applause, which would never happen in Europe.
It has been an honor to work with you. I meant what I said when I first got up here. I wish you all the very best. I wish you and your families all the best. God bless you.
Thank you, President.
Yeah. 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 Ye